Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
3, 2, 1. All right, we are back. Hopefully you guys are listening to the podcast we're doing for you over the weekend too. The Sunday show yesterday was, I think, a good one. Make sure you're listening to that. It's, of course, available on iTunes, on Stitcher, over on our main website, timandjulieharris.com. So make sure you guys are listening. The Sunday shows tend to have some interesting dialogue and going back and forth, a little bit less structured, and we get a lot of, frankly, the best feedback on our Sunday show. So if you guys aren't listening to those, make sure you listen to those. Julie, welcome to today's show.
Yes, thank you. Fresh off of the Premier Coaching Call, where we had lots of really interesting stories and questions today.
Yeah, really. Well, I mean, let's hit the high points of the articles of things we found in the news today.
Yep.
But I'll tell you guys the summary I had, because Julie and I are constantly combing the internets for all of you to try and find relevant housing information. We are looking for anything that's going to be helpful to you guys. And I have to say, right now we're obviously in this sort of dystopian parallel universe where no one quite knows what the hell's going on. I'd say the easiest way to explain it. And you're seeing not a lot of new information come out about just about anything, because the states are in this sort of, are we opening up or aren't we opening up? And everyone's sort of like, mentally and emotionally, and then physically, starting to meander out of their safe spaces and their quarantine homes. And it's going to be kind of fascinating as things move forward. Frankly, how everyone coexists and how business exists. I was on a great podcast today. I think he and I went for like an hour and a half, but we were talking about all these great things. Toby Salgado's Super Agents Live podcast. If you guys don't listen to that one, it's a great one. And we started to kick around a lot of interesting facts and figures about what's happening. And overall, I have to say, though I'm fearful for people who aren't prepared, I'm excited for those of you who are willing to actually be prepared, because what's going to come next is going to create so many amazing opportunities that could only have happened because of the pandemic. Yes, I know, pandemic, worst thing to happen in our economy and one of the worst things to happen in the history of our country, really maybe even the history of the world, too soon to tell. That's true. All those things are true. But that doesn't mean there can't be something wonderful on the other side of it for you, or even as you're going through the process. The emotional reward you're going to get when you know how to help people in a market like this is going to be, it's incredible. I mean, the emails and the thanks that we're getting for all of you for, telling you guys how to not just survive, but thrive in a market like this are overwhelming. They're very unexpected in some cases. And I really appreciate it. And so does Julie. So Julie, you were talking about, we should tell them. If you guys haven't gotten access to the free coaching program yet, make sure you do that. Inside the free coaching program is the Ultimate Agent Survival Guide. The survival guide is broken into three parts, personal, protect, and then profit. And the personal part of the survival guide are all the details that you need to do to apply for all the bailout programs that the government's created for small business owners. Really, they're creating it for every American on the face of the earth, right? So make sure you're taking advantage of those. I'm talking about the SBA PPP, how to apply for unemployment, mortgage forbearance, the EIDL loan, Main Street lending, and there's going to be more programs coming out as well. And we're keeping all this information updated. Access to the site is free. Access to the coaching program is free. It also includes a daily semi-private coaching call. So make sure you guys jump on this. We're not going to do this forever, right? I mean, this is something that's pretty exceptional. We've never done anything like this. It's long tail of this. It's going to be a lot of people are going to essentially have survived where they wouldn't have. And that's frankly, very fulfilling for both Julie and I. So text the word survival to 31996. Text the word survival to 31996. Go ahead and do that now if you've not done it already. Text the word survival to 31996. And I have also been getting a ton of emails, well, actually texts, from those of you who are interested in Julie and I, joining Julie and I's EXP team. So we're not going to talk about EXP right now, but I know a lot of you are already aware of what EXP is offering to agents in this changing market, changing economy. This maybe we're in a depression, hoping to go to a recession, something like that. Depends on who you listen to. If you're interested in learning more about EXP, if you're just in the learning phases, just text the word EXP to 31996. Text the word EXP to 31996. If you're ready to move forward, if you're a broker looking for alternatives, if you're a broker looking for a graceful exit to a business that might not be, you know, able to survive this market shift, I want you to go ahead and feel free to text me directly at 512-758-0206. But if you're just in the beginning stages of wanting to learn about EXP, just go ahead and text the word EXP to 31996. But if you're serious and you're ready to move forward, especially if you're a team or a broker, let's have a one-on-one conversation, you and I. So 512-758-0206. Did I get that right? 512-758-0206?
Yes. Yeah. That's okay. Right. I know. So, you never call yourself.
So it's 512-758-0206?
Yes.
Okay, got it. I have to remind myself.
Like the other 31996. Yes, we're on top of that. All right, so let's do some headlines. One of the things that we want you guys to really pay close attention to in a time where you're doing forbearances on certainly mortgages, but possibly car payments, credit card payments, student loans, all of these things where maybe you're getting a break from payments as recommended by us to protect your cash flow, you also just want to be really careful and watch your credit. There's something called annualcreditreport.com. You are entitled per federal law to get a free copy of your credit report every 12 months from each credit reporting company. Now, you also can go direct to Experian. They have a little tiny upgrade that merges all three credit reports. And you can also do this through mint.com. So really, there's no excuse but to monitor your own credit. Sometimes these are things that you've negotiated that shouldn't have been reported the way they were. Remember that there's a whole world full of servicers and credit people. And, you know, all it takes is one little error in how somebody understands something, and then you've got to deal with it. So it's best to catch it as soon as you see it. Also, credit report is good for other things, you know, things from your past, like you might not have thought about a student loan that you missed 3 years ago. So monitor it because it may affect going forward, you know, getting mortgages and refis and all that. So.
And another story I found over on Inman, and this is kind of an interesting story. It doesn't really surprise me, though. It shouldn't surprise any of you. Only 50%, according to a new Gallup poll, only 50% of Americans think it's a good time to buy a home. I read the article, but the title pretty much summarizes it. And this goes back to what we've been saying. Even after we're out of this quarantine, until there's a actual vaccine or some sort of therapy for the virus, people are not going to feel confident. Until there's unemployment rate drops from whatever the heck it actually is now, between 20 and 30%, people are not going to feel confident. So you're looking at a new reality of the market, the economy, everything being shifted towards agents that have a skill set to help people in this market. There'll still be home sales that sell. Julie and I were researching back in the height of the recession, the Great Recession, there were still 4 million home sales. That means there were 8 million real estate transactions, right? Not to mention all the ancillary service providers like mortgage and whatnot. But then we started, and it's much harder to find this information, back, you know, when I was 8 and Julie was 7, back in 1978 and 79, when interest rates were over 10%, there were still millions of home sales that happened all the time. Back in the Great Depression, millions of home sales. Well, not that many comparably, because there weren't that many homes back then. You know, population was much smaller. But the moral of the story is, no matter what direction the market's going, there's always going to be home sales. There are always going to be people that need a skilled, competent real estate agent, especially to help them sell a house on the listing side. That's what we do here. Yes. That's what our focus has always been.
Well, excuse me. Sorry. So here's right from Premier Coaching. What you say is absolutely true. What we see getting listed right now, you know, our smartest agents are going after expireds in the moderate price ranges. Why? Because those people are moving up and moving down for real world reasons. They want a better neighborhood. You know, they're pregnant with twins and they're moving out of their condos so they can have their first house. they're downsizing because they never have seen the upstairs in the past 3 years. You know, they're getting older and they want maybe a condo. So these are all normal motivation have to sell sellers. And the expireds and for sale by owners that we see getting listed are in those moderate price ranges. We also, from our premier coaching call, just like hot off the presses, those same listings are still selling with multiple offers. We talked about yesterday, Tim, and I don't know if we use this horrible term, but economists call it the dead cat bounce, you know, that we see this upswing before we see more inventory, before we see some potentially distressed sales. Yes, there was some pent-up demand and we have fewer listings. So one of the things that I wanted to share was...
Julie, drill down on that before you bounce off of it. No pun intended with your dead cat.
Ew.
Well, so the point of it being that there is going to be an uptick in home sales. We have no doubt. We talked about this yesterday a lot on our podcast. There's going to be an uptick, but don't fool that for a recovery. Don't, and a lot of people going to try to brainwash you into believing that the housing recovery and everything is going to go back to the way it was. No. When the quarantines are lifted and states start opening up, there is going to be a rush to go out and buy homes and buy everything because people are going to be 100% freaked out about there being a return of the virus in the fall. So there's going to be a peak in home. There's going to be more home sales. There's going to be a lot more activity across the board. And don't, again, think that dead cat bounce is going to be the return of the seller's market because it's not. Make the most of that market when it happens. It's going to be happening in June and July. But after that, you guys got to be ready to buckle down because I know what we're telling you. In some cases, you guys are thinking, oh, Tim and Jilly are being pessimists. Well, maybe we are. But the reality of it is in order for you to make it to the profit part of the Ultimate Agent Survival Guide, you have to survive, which is really the point of the what we've been sharing with you for the last almost 2 months, which is insane to think about. So, Julie, do you have any tailwinds?
Well, so interestingly, in those markets, and it's usually like first-time buyer houses to the second or third move up, right in that middle price range, where you guys still are having to compete. So it's going to feel like a return to normal, but to Tim's point, it's just temporary. So yes, we want you to jump on that. But one of the things that we heard from an agent today, here's how she competes. And this feeds right into our ultimate addendum, Tim. She has a lender that is doing loan commitments before the buyer gets in contract, okay? So in other words, they're doing all of the underwriting up front. She won against, I think she said, 7 other offers because she was the only one with a loan commitment versus other people that were just now getting on the process or had kind of lame lender letters. So I think that was a fantastic strategy when you're having to compete for, you know, hot properties for now. And I think that's good strategy anyway. So that was great from the call. And let's see, other things. Yes, even commercial property that's fresh on the market and doesn't have a lot of competition right now, there's just this micro opportunity maybe for the next quarter to ride that bounce up. But don't let it fool you into thinking that you've got a long runway and it's going to be like that the rest of the year. There's no way it will, based solely on unemployment numbers that we've shared with you.
That's right. And we're not, well, we just want you guys to be prepared. We don't want you to needlessly suffer. We don't want you to have to look back 60 to 90 to 120 days from now and look back and say, I wish I would have done what Tim and Julie That's told right. me to do. We just want you to protect yourself. And again, just always attach yourself to their fact. This is really the essence of it. There'll always be sellers that have to sell. There'll always be buyers that want to buy those houses if said houses are priced correctly, right? So at the end of the day, move your energies towards that mindset, and then you're not going to, there might be a, well, look, arguably we're in a depression right now. The country is in a depression. There's a probably going to be, this is going to be something they're going to study in history books 1,000 years from now, probably, okay? It turns out that when you shut an entire global economy down, there are some bad things that happen. Who knew? Okay?
Now we do.
Yeah, exactly. But there are still going to be people that have to do real estate transactions. You need to be the agent that has the skill set to do those transactions. That's what we do at our coaching company. We do not waste time talking to you about the impractical. That is going to be all the passive stuff that you guys have normalized in terms of social networking, in terms of TikTok videos, in terms of Instagram. We teach you the real skills to not just survive, but thrive in the market that's coming. All right, so there's another article I happened across, Julie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I, let me find that one again.
I don't think
you're just... No, I did. It just, okay. No, you know, I may have just sent it to Janet. All right, so this one was on actually Zero Hedge, gives you an idea of how broad of a reading, you know, spectrum Julie and I have. Every landlord, okay, so here it is. They're supposedly, I talked about this in another podcast this morning, they're supposedly a organized rent strike that's taking...
Oh, yes, I read that. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's... go ahead. You can talk about
it. I don't have it in front of me, but I read it yesterday. I think you're talking about the New York City one, right?
Well, New York City, and it's spreading to LA, and of course, you know...
Yeah.
The concern is that landlords aren't paying attention to the fact that the tenants are organizing and creating their own bailouts, which, by the way, goes to the reason that we told all of you to put all of your properties in forbearance. Even if you had tenants paying the mortgage, even if you had great tenants with great credit, you don't know what's going to happen to those guys in the future with their ability to pay. And so you need to cover yourself, put all yourself in forbearance. That is the smart move. Again, if you just text the word survival to 31996, we give you all the information on how to do that and give you most of the banks and lenders' contact information. So you essentially can just follow the instructions and get your loans under forbearance. That does not mean you can't still collect rent. And we want you to still collect rent. You have to create your own bailout.
Yeah. I have this up here. Here's a little bubbling up mindset from renters, right? So, for example, Lena Melendez, a rent strike activist, said that landlords have, quote, gotten taken care of by the government, suggesting that poor people who are quarantined in their apartments or homes do not need to pay rent because they have no money. So this is a real thing. And let's see, 30% of Americans with home loans have already up to, it says, they're predicting for forbearances. And so the renters are kind of, you know, having their own backlash against landlords. So what is this going to do to somebody who was counting on that rent, especially in places? I mean, even if you had it paid off, you still have property tax, you have HOA, you have dues to pay. So this spells listings, guys. There's no way that it won't. It's just a matter of when and how many. And it's not just in New York City. This is the thing that's happening. We have three tenants right now that have already emailed they won't be making their payments. So, and that's on normal houses, not in New York City.
That's right. And so what happens next, nobody really knows. We don't pretend to know. But what we do know is that it's better to be prepared. And that's what we're focusing all of our best energies on. Oh, so we have to have a slightly abbreviated show today because Julie and I actually have to get to other podcasts.
Yeah, well, take action on this. You know, our agents that have gotten firmly into acceptance of what's going on and are saying, yes, it'd be my pleasure to help you, are taking listings. They're getting them sold currently fairly quickly. And, you know, they're taking care of their own business. So make sure that that's you and you are participating in what the market is willing to give you.
That's right. And guys, listen, you're going to get through this. You're going to be fine. You're actually, I know all these words are scary and the headlines that are coming out of everywhere are just really impossible to believe you're reading them. I get it. The news, all this stuff, we're being inundated with a constant stream of reinforcement just as basically, you know, camp out underneath your staircase. I completely understand. So one of the key things you have to do is you actually, and this sounds odd, but it's true, is you have to start developing a real good case of myopia. You know, that's tunnel vision. Start, slow down with the inputs from outside information. Focus in on the things that are basically are going to put you in a position to protect yourself and your family, and do that urgently. Stop worrying about, we talked again about this yesterday on yesterday's show, the Sunday special show, stop worrying about things that are outside of your control. Start focusing in on the things you can control. You can control your environment, you can control your health, and you can control your finances. Those are the only three things. And for you to control all those things, you're going to have to basically move past the worry stage and the fear stage. Fear is a good thing to have. That's the reason we all have it. But fear that leads to nothing is not a good type of fear to have. What you want to have is you want to have fear that leads you to the point of no longer wanting to feel the fear. The only way for you to no longer feel the fear is to have a confident path forward. And that's what we're creating for you. And look, guys, here's the punchline. Focus on becoming a powerful listing agent. Focus on all your skills and being the agent that the sellers who have to sell in this new market that we're entering into, they're going to call you because they've seen that you were able to sell other work with other sellers that were in similar situations. You have to accept the fact that this means maybe for the first time, you're going to have to develop some real honest-to-God sales skills. Don't be afraid of it. You can do it. It's not that difficult. And by the way, at the end of the day, it's not that many different conversations you're going to have in a new market like this. It's more or less the same like 7 or 8 conversations over and over and over again.
Well, we're already seeing it on Premier Coaching, Tim. All the questions are about pricing, motivation, and strategy.
Yeah.
And a lot of that they hadn't had to do before. Pricing was, you're going to luck out because the market will save your butt.
Yeah.
Motivation didn't really matter because the market will save your butt. And then strategy didn't really need one except for maybe choosing an offer.
Well, what she's talking about is the truth, right? When it's a seller's market, guys, stuff sells itself. You just put it in the MLS. No, I know some of you haven't been in the business long enough to know what I just said is true. You believe that marketing sells houses. You believe that more exposure gets higher prices, but those things are actually not true. To believe that having the house everywhere is something that's going to fetch a higher price than, you know, shorter days on the market, not true. All you got to do effectively is price it correctly and put it in the MLS. And when you do those things, the house will sell itself. Even if you never take an ad on it. Matter of fact, if you never even put a sign in the front yard. Back in the REO days, we had REO listing agents who would not even sign the front yard. No signs in the front yard, the house would still sell itself. Why? Yeah. Because it was in the MLS and was priced correctly. So there is a lot of learning and relearning and unlearning that a lot of you guys are going to have to do. But don't be afraid. You can handle it. And be excited about it. And the way you can ultimately give yourself that sense of confidence is you have to start learning what this new market demands. If you don't know what this new market demands, then that's when it's time for us to have a serious conversation about your education. If you want to have that direct conversation with one of our new member coaches, feel free to text the word education to 31996. Text the word education to 31996. A strong suggestion is you don't wait on any of this stuff. You've waited long enough. There's no more Tiger King to watch. You've watched
Thank goodness for that.
You've watched everything on Netflix. You've watched everything on Hulu. I mean, let's be honest, everything you've watched five times doesn't need to be watched again.
Well, maybe the most relevant would be Stranger Things, though. Yes, yeah, that's from the sure. Upside Down. But other than that, you've watched it all.
Stranger Things or watching all, what was it, 8 years of Game of Thrones, you know?
I know.
I mean, that...
It's exhausting. Right.
So you're done with that, okay? Now get to educating yourself with regards to what's necessary in this new market. Go ahead and text the word education to 31996. Stay tuned tomorrow, guys. We have a great show for you. If you need us for anything, obviously you can text me directly at 512-758-0206. Listen to our podcast and replay. Thanks for continuing to make this the number one listened to daily podcast for real estate agents in the United States, maybe the world. We certainly appreciate your continued support. Your homework from this show, just like it is from every show we do, is to share this podcast with every agent you know. God bless, and we'll talk with you tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.